Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We stand at the threshold of something great. There are moments that you just know that God is about to do something. There are seasons that you know that you're about to step into that will be beyond anything that you could ask or think. I believe 2025 is going to be one of those moments, one of those seasons of great things. And I want to share a little bit tonight with you about what God has been showing me about 2025. Nelson, can I just get a little something? We got a little excited in worship, and I'm a little sweated down. I think there's some things important for tonight, and I want to be ready. I want you to be ready. And there's moments that are powerful but are time sensitive. Look at somebody and say time sensitive. And when we started this church, there was a powerful moment, but it was a time sensitive moment. And throughout what God has done here at Hope, there's been many powerful moments that were time sensitive. And I believe this is one of those moments. The word that God gave Pastor Corinne and myself as we were seeking him for 2025 is advance. Look at somebody and say, get ready to advance. Advance is a seemingly simple word, but it's a word that holds great significance because it can do many things. The word advance can be a statement. The word advance can be a declaration. And the word advance can be a command to advance. I believe that's what God is saying over our year. He's saying a statement, a truthful statement that there is something advancing in us. And he's making a declaration because it's being spoken over our year and it's being spoken over us as a people. And lastly, it is a military term. It is a command for us to move forward in action. As I was studying, God took me to Joshua 6. And it's the story of God's people entering the promised land. And the first stop is Jericho. There was a promise, there was a promised land, but we see this in Joshua 6. It says, now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. And that just resonated with me that the gates were tightly shut. God's people showed up to the place of their promise. They showed up to their promised land, but it was tightly shut up. I think there were some real moments in 2024 when we could look and know God was doing something. We knew that God had promised something, but it was tightly shut up. Have you ever been in that place? You could see something. You knew that you were at the place of promise, but you also knew that it was tightly shut up. You see, when a gate is shut, you can't get to what is behind the gate. When the people of God showed up to their promised land, it said the gates were tightly shut up. There are portions of the things that God has promised you that have been shut up in 2024. You may have seen them. You may have heard about them. You may have peered at them through the gate. Maybe you saw a glimpse in part of the promise, but it has been inaccessible because it was shut up. I'm really speaking to everybody tonight because there's portions of your purpose and portions of your promise that have been shut up. And you've not been able to enter in. You've not been able to take hold of your promise. You've not been able to enjoy what is behind that gate because the gate was so tightly shut up. And just real quickly, put your hand in the air if you've been promised something but you haven't fully received it. You haven't fully walked into that promised land. If you're standing in faith for something that God has promised you, but you haven't walked in it yet, I'm talking to you tonight. What I'm talking about is coming out of a season where things have been shut, where you've seen the promise from behind the gate. And here's the good news, and I'm so excited about this. Just because gates were closed in 2024 does not mean that gates are going to be closed in 2024. Can anybody just witness to that tonight? I don't know about you, but I feel that God is beginning to open things up. There's a turning point here in the story of God's people in Joshua 6 because God gave them a strategy. God gave them a strategy. Say that word with me, strategy. God gave them a strategy. Can I tell you that one word from God can change a closed gate to an open gate? One word from God can make all the difference. There is power in receiving a word from God. And God's people received a word from God about how to obtain their promise from the other side of the gate. I want to tell you tonight that if you will really hear by the Spirit, it will unlock the gate to your promise. God wants to give you a word that will unlock the gate that has been tightly shut up. God wants to give you a strategy that will unlock the gate to your promise. God wants to give you a strategy to advance tonight. Joshua 6, 2 through 5 says, "But the Lord said to Joshua, I've given you Jericho." How many can receive that? I've given you. God's given you something. He's already given you something. It's already there. It's already waiting. God says to Joshua, "I've already given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. And 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priests blowing the horns. When you hear the priests give one long blast on the ram's horn, all the people should shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse, and the people can charge straight into, or they can advance straight into the town." So God gives his people a strategy for marching around the promise. Maybe you've been there. God gives them the strategy to blow their horns and to shout a victory shout. God gives them a strategy, and you know the rest of the story. The walls come tumbling down at Jericho, and God's people are able to advance. This is important, and this is what I want you to see, is that promises that have been under lock and key, that have been shut up tightly, that have, whether it's been delay or whether it's been by the enemy or whether it's been by circumstance, God wants to give you a word and God wants to bring those walls down so that you can advance into your promise in 2025. God wants you to advance. How many believe that God wants you to advance? He wants to give you some keys to unlock doors. He wants to give you some strategies to bring walls down so that you can advance into your purpose. But the first thing that you have to recognize is God's word. Joshua heard the word of God, and he brought the word of God to God's people. As God's people, we have to hear the word advance and know that God is doing something. As God's people, we have to realize that there is a declaration, there is a statement that is true, that is being declared over you tonight. God is saying that it's time to advance. God is declaring over you, this is your season to advance. The things that you've been waiting on, the things that you have felt shut, God is saying it's time to advance. In the words of Jesus, those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Those that can grab a hold of this revelation, grab a hold of it. Those can wrap your head around this, wrap your head around it tonight. Because God is declaring over you, God is declaring over us, it is a season to advance. He's making a statement that is ever true about this moment in time, that it's time to advance. But you have to hear it if you want to walk in it. You have to hear it if you want to walk in it. You have to perceive it in your heart and in your spirit to make that a reality in your life. Paul said it this way in Hebrews 10:38. Now, the just shall live by faith. So you have to, by faith, grab this word tonight and begin to apply it in your life. The word is not going to be a part of your life if you don't have the faith to walk in it. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." So some of the stuff that looks the wrong way in the natural, it looks shut up. You have to begin to respond to the word that God is giving you. Regardless of what it looks like on the outside, on the inside, your spirit man has to be saying, it's time to advance. God is saying, advance. So no matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what looks shut up in your life, no matter what promises look like they're behind the bars of the gate, under lock and key, even if it looks like Jericho walls going up and up and up, you know that by faith, God is saying the walls are about to come down. God is declaring that it is time to advance. Those that grab a hold of that word, we are about to advance in 2025. Jeremiah 29:11, we sang about it. God has good plans. He has good plans, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plan to give you the stuff that's been shut up in 2024, but you have to hear the word and you have to apply it by faith in your life so that you will advance. Now, lastly, advance is a military term. It's not a question. It's not an idea. Advance is a command. It is God, the God of the angel armies saying advance. It's not a suggestion. It's not just a declaration. It's not just a statement that's true. But Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. It is a command that's coming down from God. Advance, get a move on. God's people, get a move on. It makes you want to run. It makes you want to move. It makes you want to do something. Take action because God has shouted it. The angels have shouted it from the heavens. Advance. This is not a good idea. It's not a motivational talk. It's not a pep rally. It's the word of the Lord commanding us to advance to the next position. He commands us to be fruitful and multiply. He commands us to bear much fruit. He commands us to be harvesters because the harvest is ready. He commands us to advance as his people. We are part of a kingdom that will know no end, an ever-advancing kingdom. We are part of an eternal kingdom that is advancing, and God is declaring, and the angels are shouting in the heavens, it's time to advance. There's a part of what we do as Christians that's an army. It's not like an army, it is an army. Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, "For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Paul understood we are in a battle. That means we're not just a family, we are also an army that advances when God says advance. Jesus says that his kingdom is at hand. He also said there's another kingdom in opposition to his kingdom. Whenever there's two kingdoms that have opposing interests, guess what? They all oftentimes get into battle over what domain. Who's in charge of this area? Who's in charge of that area? Whose domain is this? The word says in Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him." So God is saying, this is mine. And the enemy is saying, this is mine. And we realize that we are in a battle. And God is saying, it's time to advance. Scripture says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. It's time to begin to get aggressive with what God has purposed you to do. It's time to advance. It's time to take what God has called you to do and walk into your purpose. How many know when the children of Israel walked into the promised land, they did not walk in quietly. They walked in violently to take possession of what God said is theirs. So we know the enemy has tried to come in and say this is his domain, but we understand that the earth is the Lord's, and we are his people that are advancing to take dominion. There's a battle over the earth. There's a battle over souls. There's a battle over our neighborhoods. There's a battle over nations. God is saying, yes, there's a battle, but I've already declared victory. God has good plans. The word is advance. It's action oriented. This word can't just be put on the shelf. It can't be just tucked away in your Bible and looked at once a week. This is a word that causes you to reprioritize your life. This is a word that causes you to change your goals and change your schedule. The word advance is a command to change your position and take territory. God has given each and every one of us territory to take for his kingdom. Whether you realize it or not, God has given you territory to take for his kingdom. It's not a season to put dreams on the shelf. It's a season to take dreams off the shelf and get to work, because it's time to advance. Advance. How many receive that it is your season to advance? I don't know about you, but I am ready to advance. I've seen, I've peered through the gate, and I know that it is time for God's people to advance. I know it's time for my family to advance. I know it's time for our church family to advance. It's time for us to grab a hold of that word and walk it out. Before Pastor Corinne comes, I just want to say, in a moment, we're going to pray. And this prayer is also a command to advance in 2025. Maybe you suffered setbacks in 2024. Maybe you suffered losses in 2024. It's time to advance out of tragedy into victory. Maybe you've suffered financially. God wants to take you from not enough to more than enough. God wants to take your problems and give you solutions. God wants you to advance. So I'm going to pray for you, but I'm also going to command you to advance, if you will receive that. I'm going to give you the command of the Lord as we enter into 2025 with intention to advance. We are advancing into the promises of God. Part of advancing is taking action. Part of that action is sowing a seed. We've talked about that before. We're sowing a seed and activating the word in our life so that we can see a harvest of fulfillment. When we don't take action on the word, we don't see the reality of the promise. When we don't sow the seed, we don't see the harvest. When we don't plant into the word does not become flesh to us. So your seed speaks to your purpose and your potential in 2025. So this seed is about advancing. We have to always learn to name our seed. Don't just put a seed in the ground. Say, this seed is this. This seed is about God blessing my family. This seed is about me advancing. This seed is about fill in the blank. Name your seed. Sow with intention tonight. Don't just come up and put something haphazardly in. Say, no, I'm coming with faith. I'm coming with intention. I'm naming my seed.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.